Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jabba the Weeds in a Marble Falls street game. Jabba the Weeds in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Weeds says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Weeds,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence. Now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Job of the week. Hi, Job.
Hey, fellas.
This is Ticket Sports colleague George Dunham, ladies and gentlemen. The longtime VOTS. Our friend, our colleague, and a dude that really knows how to get it done, just in general.
I don't know. How do you think the show's going so far, by the way, Job of the Week?
The big man.
How do you think about canceling it?
No way.
No. Not at all.
We'll see.
We're getting a feel for it. It's weird, but no, we're very optimistic about its future. It's just, it's...
Are you partying
enough? It's experimental
enough?
Radio, right?
Are you partying enough? You promised lots of party.
I don't know. I don't think I am.
I mean, you like the party.
I do.
Are you looking in that
That's
party
really
mirror?
Thing. I think if I would have to describe myself, I would start there. I like the party.
Which is also my main description. Here's a follow-up from last week. So I told you... that I would have something on Homer Call of the Week that I need your answer on.
I know, and I picked up Homer Call like halfway through last week.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Lucky for you, we've got Purple plugged into the computer.
Oh, good, Purple.
And here is the high school football. You, as a connoisseur of local high school football, might be able to help us out with this. All right, listen to this call, okay?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt. They're playing conservative right now. They got the wind at their back. They don't want to give Horn an opportunity to have good field position here as they're winding down in the first quarter. Go ahead and play field position for now because it's going to work against you the next quarter.
And we're going to have the double punter situation here with Pecora and Viquez coming in, the two punters that line up side by side. And they'll decide ahead of time which punter gets it. One's left-footed, one's right-footed. Pecora's the right-footed punter. Rockwell will spread their line out with the big stances there between them. There's like big slats there between them, and they're going to have two men in the back in the up back position. Pecora will take it to the right, rugby style kick, and he'll go off his foot. It's a shank. He didn't get all of it, and it goes way out of bounds. And so that didn't work out for the Yellow Jackets as the referee will mark it off. He keeps walking toward Rockwell territory, and it's actually going to stop at the 49-yard line. So officially, I believe that's a 6-yard punt.
Or punt.
I like when they say, oh, it's a shank. He didn't get all of it.
No.
It's a 6-yard punt.
How could the double punter not work?
All right, so that's my question.
How could that work?
And I am...
How could it not work?
I am a huge fan of looking for that next thing. I love the high school coach in Arkansas who never punts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I love that guy.
He also wins state championship. Like, it seems like the stats bear it out. It is better to not punt.
Okay.
We should have gone and watched them. They played here like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Job.
Yeah, they came to town.
How did no one tell me about this?
I didn't find out about it until after they played also.
Did they play trees or something?
No, they played private school, I think. I think they got beat.
All right, there's no way you could boo that one. Come on.
As a man with kids in high school football, you're involved in high school football, explain to me... the double punter that Mesquite is hiding.
I can't because it doesn't. What advantage does it give you? You're taking away a protector and you're taking away a guy who's going to go cover the punt.
They said
the idea.
One is left footed. One is right footed.
I don't care. You can have a. It doesn't matter. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Are you going to force the other team to put two returners back there?
No,
help me out here, Bob. In punt, you want to get rid of it as fast as possible and get it as far downfield as possible.
Which one of them are you going to try to block? What if you go trying to block the right footed guy?
They're side by side.
Well,
it's not like they're yards apart. They're right next to each other.
If they're on like different hash marks, and that could...
Could you pitch it to the other guy and then he punts?
I was going to say, think of all the fakes you could run off this, George.
Oh, what should happen is... they should get about every other punt blocked because you're taking away a protector also.
Yeah.
Although,
how about this?
The spread with the bubble, you're not supposed to get it blocked if you run traditional punt. You only get it blocked if you have a breakdown in blocking. But even if you have a good operation, it really shouldn't get blocked.
How about this?
But if you're taking away a protector, then it's, I don't understand it.
Would you want to block a punt if it was only going 6 yards?
No. And that's what you get for running the double punter. It's a 6-yard punt.
And where do you set up your return man? Like where the middle linebacker normally stands? God bless high school football.
Oh, man, that's awesome. The double punter.
All right, I got something for you. Okay. So this is help with parenting. Actually, this is just making sure that everything's fine in the parenting world. I have a second grader, George. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh, yeah.
And a fourth grader, and those are the two boys, and then my girl is in sixth grade. But it's the two boys that are the constant sitcom of insanity and ridiculousness and... it's just a different ball game. I wish Dan had to deal with boy things a little more often. It would offer him an understanding on just how insane these guys are. So
why we need a switch?
Yeah, girls are more dramatic, but guys are more ridiculous.
I'm not
question.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about discipline, Dan. Well, maybe I am. Let's see where we're going here. So we have a problem with bedtime nonsense, which means I think when you say it's time to get up for bed. Our time to go up to bed. We have stairs, guys. Very luxurious stairs. Anyway.
Do you do the master downstairs so they can't hear?
No, we're all upstairs. But, you know, it's like a 15-minute penalty kill when it's bedtime and they're going real slow.
Boy, 15?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on make, because we start ours earlier and earlier. We started about 5 now.
Well, it's nonsense on top of nonsense. And then after you get them into bed, then it's come downstairs for a drink of water and the whole bit. So
forgot the book.
So we've nipped that in the bud. And once lights go out on the second grader, the door is closed, and that needs to be that. You need to have everything done and no more nonsense. So we got to that point.
Right.
Well, so he respects it and had to problem solve on his own and made what I think is a rookie mistake. Which is, he had to go to the bathroom, assumed that we would be against him taking care of a bathroom issue. Like if you need a drink of water or you forgot your book, that's one thing. If you're going to wet your bed, you need to get to the bathroom no matter what. Even if it is...
Did he just go in the bed?
No.
Why do we?
Because he knows that's not a good plan either. So he's in his room. He has to go to the bathroom. He's not going to use his bed, but he's also not sure he should go to the bathroom because he might get, you know, yelled at for bedtime hijinks. So he used a trash can.
Oh, my goodness. Just for one, right?
Just for one.
Okay, good.
We used a trash can, and then I'll be honest. I guess I didn't go into the room for about 36 hours because...
Oh.
Because, oh, wow. And he didn't feel like, I mean, he thought it's
trash.
Yeah, you go.
It's waste.
You go in the grass, it's not toxic. It's not going to cause any problems. Well,
did it stink?
Oh, my gosh. And it's one of those deals where you're sure it's the bed, but you're like, man, I can't. And then Sally grabs the trash can. She says, oh, no.
So you then did you confront him? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it starts.
What did he say?
Dad, I promise I didn't pee the bed. I get that you didn't pee the bed, but in your room, can you think of a time that maybe you did, you went to the bathroom somewhere else? Dad, I didn't pee my bed. We've covered that, but the trash can, how did pee get in the trash? I don't know, and then before long, it's, Dad, I know, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You know, it's that whole thing, and then it's the exciting, let's have him help clean up his bedroom and go spray down his trash can and get it all out. So in the end...
Did we explain that that's a different thing than...
Yeah, but it's one of those deals where...
And asking for water?
Where, yes, yes. He now knows that he has clearance to go tinkle in the toilet if, in fact, that's necessary. But
boy, he'll be living in there.
I was just thinking if Judd... I was just thinking Jubb would enjoy...
Because my kid, long ago, learned that she's allowed to... The bathroom is an exemption. You can't get up from dinner, but if you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You can't, same thing. Yeah. At bedtime, quit coming down here. Oh, but if you have to go to the bathroom, okay, that's an exemption. She now will spend hours a day in the bathroom.
Right. But it's funny.
Like a production person. Hey, I thought you were doing your homework. You know, no, it's...
It's funny how little kids...
I'm in the bathroom.
How they try to figure
and
out things
in there
on their own.
With a stack of books and their iPad and all kinds of stuff. FaceTiming her friends.
Yeah, I think you better get ready, Bob, for a lot of bathroom delays now. Because now that he's learned that that is exemption,
yeah.
Then, yeah, you're going to hear a lot of opening doors and closing of doors. And, hey, just go into the bathroom.
It is funny how... They figure out things on their own, and sometimes they miscalculate. And I was, dude, I did this all the time. Like, not that one in particular, but I definitely tested a light socket.
Yeah, should we congratulate Justin for being
resourceful?
Ingenious, like, and MacGyver? Resourceful? And yeah,
all I said to him is, you sort of thought this through, but then in the morning, dude, you got to get rid of
it. Yeah, you cover your tracks. Don't just leave it there for 2 days.
And teach him about waste and how you can get sick and all that.
And then I had to tell him, and don't ever consider a deuce that way. You just...
Oh.
That's not
the
play.
Uncle Donnie did it. Uncle Donnie did it.
I didn't do it in the trash can, George.
Stop hanging your ass over on top of a toilet.
I went in the toilet.
I didn't explain to him the finer points of the upper decker.
Leave that up to me. I'll talk to him about it. I'll explain it.
Weekend at Donnie's house. So any advice?
Yeah, that's a tough one because, I mean, I think you also have to tell him, hey, I appreciate you trying to stick to our rules of staying in your bed or staying
right,
in your room.
Right. So
I think you do have to tell him that.
No, I went easy on him. It was once we
did he grab a medium switch?
Dude, stop that. No. It was fun, and I got to tell you the biggest part about our confrontation was just trying not to laugh as we're talking. Well, hold
right.
on.
I mean, that's the thing. Once, I know. Because you know this would be even a better story 10 years from now, and you guys will laugh about it.
Yeah, and I said, come on, this is going to be a great segment. We get to tell Jubb about Justin problem-solving in his bedroom.
Peeing in a trash can.
Yeah, I mean,
I did that as a kid. I tried to put air in my dad's tires, you know, because I was washing his car, and I thought, how could I take this to the next level? Well, I'll air up his tires. And I put my bicycle pump up to... You know, this huge tire of a Buick LeSabre, and you know, started to try to pump it, and of course, it wouldn't work. Well, then
let half the air out.
Yeah, well, half the pump, the pump broke, and the hose came off of the pump, and it started just spewing air, and I mean, it went all. I couldn't get the thing. You couldn't get the hose off of the air attachment. And, you know, I mean, my dad was a disciplinarian. I mean, he was a World War II vet, and all I could see was him coming home seeing the flat tire and just, you know, impending death. I mean, I just, how are you going to explain that one?
Right.
But I did. I told him, you know, I was washing your car, and I thought your tires needed some air. So I tried and told him the whole story, and I told him the truth and everything like that, and there he is looking at his flat tire. And he just said, well, I appreciate you trying to help. And that's all he said. And I thought I was going to die. I just knew I was going to die.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And, you know, that. So then the next week I slashed all four of them.
You want to take it easy on me, old man?
Yeah.
Watch this.
You'll learn. I just wanted to get some sort of reaction. So, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And I blamed it on... people in the neighborhood.
There you go. That always works.
No, I didn't really do that second part. But
the street games.
I think the lesson there is, it's not your dad is. That's the one thing though. Is especially you're a boy, you always think the worst. You think your parents are just going to kill you.
Right. Dad's going to kill
something
me.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have
especially
to.
Especially dad.
You have to keep them off balance, and sometimes not not go heavy. And other times when they least suspect it, that's when you... No, I'm just
kidding. Very personal.
Parcells way, right.
Always keep them off guard.
No disrespect.
All right, Jubb. Well, listen, I feel like Weekly Jubb with an uptick. I feel
I think we're back.
We're backing the critics off this week. There's no doubt about it.
Totally back.
Except Dan.
And, ready to go for next Wednesday.
Way to go, dude. Yeah,
way to go, Bad Radio.
High five.
High five.
It's Weekly Jubb. Dan, what's on the news?
Jubb of the week. In the news, another reason it's better to be black.